Paul Vallis has never been elected, but he's spent his life working for the government. He was a school teacher in Macomb, a state agency director in Springfield, and he gained nationwide attention as head of the public school system in his hometown of Chicago. Vallis was widely credited with turning around what was considered the worst big city school system in the nation. But student test scores didn't improve fast enough for Chicago Mayor Richard Daley, and Vallis resigned last year after Daley's support for him dimmed. Still, Vallis says his accomplishments in Chicago shows he's qualified to take on state government's economic problems.
I managed the Chicago public school system for seven budget years, and I inherited a $1.3 billion budget deficit in 95 when I took over and when I left the school system. After 76 new schools and 500 renovated schools and a 21% increase in teacher salaries over that seven-year period, and the largest after-school summer school program expansions in the country, I left the school system with $345 million in the bank. So I have great confidence that governmental agencies can be pared, that operations can be pared, that 5% inefficiencies can be found.
While Rod Blagojevich and Roland Burris also have detailed cost-cutting proposals, Vallis is the only Democratic candidate for governor calling for 5% cuts from every state agency. Vallis would raise money by putting casino licenses and state health insurance contracts out to bid. With the expected new revenue, Vallis says he thinks the state could do something about education funding. He says it's politically impossible to shift local school funding from the property tax to the income tax, but Vallis says there are things he can do for the state schools, starting with yearly increases in the state's foundation level of education funding, currently at $4,560 per pupil per year.
I would write into the school aid formula a continuing appropriation providing for at least a 5% increase in the per pupil funding level based on the number of students in a school each year. If you did that, every school district, regardless of property tax wealth, would receive a real increase in state funding every year, and they'd be able to pay their teachers better salaries, and they'd be able to do some targeted class size reduction and maybe fund their after-school summer school program.
That's just one of the ideas in Vallis's education plan, a 13-page document you can read on his campaign website, paulvallis.com. Vallis also has a 6-page plan for cutting the cost of prescription drugs for seniors and the working poor. Vallis proposes consolidating the state's medicine purchases.
I ran the second largest health care institution in the state of Illinois, the Chicago Public Schools, 43,000 employees. From 95 to the year 2000, our health care costs did not go up a dime because I used my power as a consumer, the school's power as a consumer, to negotiate good contracts with health care providers. I was able to freeze my health care costs for 3 years and get a rebate.
Vallis says Illinois' administration of the death penalty is broken. His 3-page plan on the issue proposes a special counsel to review all death penalty sentences. He also wants a jury's basis for handing down a death sentence to be more stringent than beyond a reasonable doubt.
The guidelines by the judge in deliberations would basically be, when it comes to sentencing, if you have any doubts, then do not sentence to death. You must determine that there is no doubt, not just beyond a reasonable doubt, but beyond a doubt.
Paul Vallis's detailed plans for Illinois have won him some newspaper endorsements, but there are criticisms even in the midst of praise. The Chicago Tribune's endorsement of Vallis says that he, quote, tends to be a micromanager and doesn't seek a broad range of advice. Crane's Chicago Business endorsed Vallis, but stated that he's the least effective politician in the Democratic primary race and can be stubborn and resistant to compromise. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.